Right out here.
Cora Siebert, the geoscience coordinator at the Sitka Sound Science Center, and Sitka High School science teacher Stacy Golden are scouting locations at Sitka High to install a tipping bucket. Tipping buckets collect and measure the rainfall, but as Siebert explains, they're a little more complicated than a rain gauge.
So this is the tipping bucket. And what a tipping bucket is you can imagine the inside kind of like a seesaw, and the seesaw has a bucket on each side of it, and the bucket is calibrated to hold 1/100th of an inch of rain. And once it's full of 1/100th of an inch of rain, it dumps it out, and then the other bucket can start filling up.
Siebert films Golden as she explains the pluses and minuses of one spot they're considering.
The catch with this is we do have some overhang area. We have the edge of the building, so there's this kind of nice gap in between. There are vehicles that come through this area, so we wouldn't be able to put it in the middle of the path. It would have to be off to the side or kind of back in this muddy area.
While this is a fun project for Golden's field science class, the buckets also collect important data about Sitka's rainfall that will be incorporated into the landslide warning system that's being created in partnership with the National Science Foundation and the RAND Corporation. There are 10 tipping buckets, most about 2 miles apart, to measure the rate of rainfall, and each is hosted by volunteer citizen scientists. Siebert says the goal is to identify microclimates around Sitka.
And so microclimates are how the weather might vary from neighborhood to neighborhood. And that'll help us understand how precipitation rates vary on a finer scale than just, oh, Sitka's getting rain, which we hope will help with landslide prediction. Neighborhoods can start to understand the weather that's happening more locally to them and make decisions on what kind of risk they're willing to take in for themselves instead of just all of Sitka.
Then that data is received by the National Weather Service in Juneau. Hydrologist Aaron Jacobs says they're combining that information with soil moisture data that the team began collecting last year, with sensors installed on Gavin Hill, Mount Verstovia, and Harbor Mountain.
With this increased knowledge base that is we are building, we're going to have a lot better understanding of what conditions are needed for an increased risk for debris flows. And then our forecasters can look at these rain gauges and these soil moisture sensors to see if they're exceeding any of these thresholds. And if they are exceeding any of these thresholds, then we would be put out a type of statement or a warning.
Once this network is completely set up, it will be the highest density of rain gauges in the state. Anyone in Sitka can access the data, and it's definitely going to be useful in the classroom. One of the tipping buckets will be monitored by Matthew Hunter's physics students at Mount Edgecombe High School.
I used to teach private pilot ground school, and there's a lot of weather science in that, because you need to know how where clouds form, you can expect turbulence and stuff like that as a pilot. So I brought some of that into my physics class, and it will be interesting to see what sort of predictions the students have about what areas of town might get more rain than others, and then look at it, look at the data and see if those carry through or not, and then try to figure out why that might be. I think that could be really interesting.
And he's planning on using the data in his algebra class, too.
That can be fun, to work with real-world stuff instead of just what the textbook has, which, frankly, can be quite boring if you're just working out of the textbook.
Back at Sitka High, Golden comes to the third location she's considering. She shows Siebert a lone pole sticking out of the ground. It looks like an old rain gauge covered in green scuzz.
There's probably something useful here, but I was like, this would probably be an easy place that we could either use that post or, you know, and take that wood thing and stuff off of it. You'd already have a platform for it.
No, this would be perfect.
Would this be good? Okay.
This would be totally perfect.
Because I was like, this is far enough away from the building. It's totally full open skies.
Yeah.
Yet.
For now, Golden and Siebert have to consider a lot of factors when setting one up, including the probability that teenage curiosity could affect the data collection.
They walk past it every day.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll touch it?
I don't know.
While high schoolers may be tricky to predict sometimes, researchers hope that this new system will make forecasting landslides a little easier. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.